John chapter number 5. John chapter number 5, verse number 1. The Bible says, after this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there was at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. And the Jews therefore said unto him, that was cured, It is the Sabbath day, it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus finding him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon thee. And the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh, hitherto I work. I want to preach on this thought for tonight, if God be my help. A simple thought on a man by a pool. A man by a pool. Now the Jews were so far away from God that this feast that they went to, this is Pentecost, and it's this feast, they were so far away from God that this feast really didn't have no relevance to them anymore. It was just a time that they would get together and just to make a show of things. I'm afraid the world we live in today, that's what we do a lot of times as Christians. Amen. We gather together just to make a show of things. Amen. We don't come together to worship God in spirit and truth. We don't come to get something from the Lord, but we just come because, we're supposed to. Amen. But if you come just because you're supposed to, I mean, that's all right, because you are supposed to. The Bible says not to fail not to assemble, shut together as custom some is. So we are to get together at God's house. Amen. It ought to be a place where we come together, worship, where we seek the Lord's face and try to get a little something from Him, praise God, to help us to go just a little farther for Him. Amen. So that God can get the glory out of our lives. Amen. I pray that's what being a Christian is all about. That our lives, what we do, who we are, brings glory to His name. Amen. Praise God, that's what makes a difference. So we see the Lord here, and He's here at this pool. And you see this pool here, and now it's the notice the side of this pool. Praise God, it's by the sheep gate near the temple. Now, when me and my wife was in Israel, we got to go to the sheep gate. Amen. Down there at the temple, and boy, I tell you, when you read your Bible and you go to Jerusalem, you just begin to see this stuff become real. And we got to go there. We got to go to the pool of Bethesda where it was. Got to go through the sheep gate. Got to see those things, praise God. So we realized this site that it was a real place. And then you see the structure that was there. And the Bible says that there was five porches. Amen. Five porches around this pool. Now five is a representation of grace. Amen. So it tells me that this was a real place and that the real grace of God was there and it would manifest itself from time to time. Ain't you glad that the grace of God will manifest itself to you from time to time? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? So we see the site, we see the structure, and then we see the symbolism by even the name of the place, Bethesda. Now in the Aramaic, that name literally means a house of mercy or a house of grace. Amen. So it's a place where you can go and get something from God, because we know that grace and mercy comes from God. Amen. Hey, praise God. Hey, you can't go no glory, hallelujah, Zach. Hey, there's nowhere in America that you can go and buy and purchase and have grace and mercy. Amen. The only place you get that is from the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't you glad it's that way? If you had to buy it, I couldn't afford it. And if you had to hunt it down, praise God, I couldn't find it. Amen? I wouldn't be able to get a hold of it. Praise God, it wouldn't be for me. Hey, I wouldn't be able to partake in it. But I'm glad it didn't work that way. God Almighty come to where I was, sent His grace and mercy through His blessed Son, come to me, praise God, at a little old church in Oakland, Maryland, 1976. I tell you about when I got saved. Amen. Once or twice. Praise God, right to where I come, praise God, where I got saved. He come to where I was and saved me by His marvelous grace. At unmerited favor. I didn't deserve that. I didn't deserve the grace of God. I could have died and went to hell and I'd have been deserving of hell. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says all sin comes short of the glory of God. Every one of us. There's none of us perfect. There's none of us that do justly. There's none of us righteous outside of Christ. And our righteousness is in Him, by the way. Our righteousness is filthy rags. Now, filthy rags, they said, that the filthy rags are those that they would use to bind the wounds of lepers. Amen. The only ones that couldn't be washed out and used again, Brother Jeff. Amen. They were filthy. They were diseased. Had to be taken out and buried outside. Praise God. He said, that's what my righteousness was. But praise God, I'm glad Jesus Christ, the righteous, come, died for my sins. Praise God, made me the righteousness of my Heavenly Father in Christ my Savior. So we see this pool, and then we see this patient. Now this patient is here by the pool. Amen. See in verse number 5, a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. So we see this man, and we see his ailment. Amen. No doubt he's probably the worst one there. Because he had been there for 38 years. Can you imagine going to the doctor, going to a place where you thought you could get help for 38 years? Amen. And still no better. Maybe even grew a little worse. Amen. So we see his ailment. We see how the dire condition that he was in. And then we see that his acquaintances. Amen. Notice his acquaintances. All the people that he had on his side. Verse number 7. An impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man." He had nobody. Amen. He was all alone. He didn't have nobody to help him. Amen. He didn't have nobody. So we see this man, he was in terrible condition. He didn't have nobody to help him, nobody to encourage him, nobody. And then we see his attitude. So we have his ailment, and we have his acquaintances, which weren't none. And then we have his attitude, and he was often probably pretty disappointed. Amen? His attitude, he was probably pretty disappointed a whole lot of the time. Because the Bible says when the waters were stirred, praise God, when the angel Lord come down and they stirred the waters, praise God, he didn't have no way to get in. So there was a lot of disappointment in this man's life. We see his attitude, amen, a lot of disappointment, but yet we still see, praise God, that he still held on to hope. Amen? That's what God does for you. Amen? When the attitude, praise God, we have an attitude, we may be disappointed, we may be discouraged, we may be in despair, but praise God, if you're a child of God, and you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, and you got the Holy Spirit living down in your soul, there's nothing that you can't overcome, because praise God, you should still have hope. Amen? Now, does anybody remember what hope is? Come on. Faith with expectation. It's faith. Hope is a faith with is having faith with expectation. Amen. So it's faith of something bigger than what we are. Oh, sorry, you seem pretty good. We serve a great big God. Amen. I've told you before, we can't put our God in a little box. Amen. My God, hey, if your God fits in a little box, praise God, your God ain't like the God I got. Amen. Now that may not be good English, but praise God, it's good truth. Amen. If your God will fit in a little bitty box, praise God, He ain't the God I got. Because my God won't fit in a little bitty box, praise God. He's the God of the universe, glory, hallelujah. He owns it all. He created all. He made it all. And He made it all for His glory, including you and me. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. I take that, glory to God, I rejoice in that. So we see this patient, amen, didn't look very promising for him. But then the Bible shows us a physician. Amen? Shows us a physician in verse number 6. Now look at the physician's perspective. Amen. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case. So we see the perspective of the physician. He knows all things. Amen. There's nothing that's ever... Hey, listen. Contrary to what the world says, there's nothing ever taken him by surprise. Amen. No thing has ever taken him by surprise. He knows exactly what's going on all the time. Praise God. But we see how he knows everything, and he makes the first move. Amen? I mean, talk about the physician, the perspective that he has. He knows everything, and he takes the first move, praise God, in the sovereignty of God. Amen? Because he knows what needs to happen. He knows what needs to take place. He knows what the thoughts, intents, the desires of our hearts are. You realize God already, He knows what the thought and intent of your heart is before you ever ask. This is scary, but I'm going to tell you anyway. God knows what you're thinking. Amen? That's why we've got to be careful what we entertain in our minds. Because Brother Kevin, what we entertain in our mind, a lot of time it works down into our heart. It'll take over. So there's some things that come into our mind, praise God, we just got to, an old Western, we just got to, driving a herd of cattle, we just got to drive them on through there. Amen? Do like Miss G says all the time, they just say, Jesus, 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 praise God, and all that wickedness has to flee. Amen, praise God, it'll give a place for the Holy Spirit to work. So we see the physician, see his perspective, and we see his problem. Amen? He asked him, he said, wilt thou be made whole? So he asked, said, wilt thou? So what he's looking at, he said that a man must be willing in order for God to do his will in that life. Amen? Now, God, the Lord is a gentleman. He won't force himself on you. He won't make you do things. He'll chasten you when you're sinning. He'll direct you, praise God, when you're trying to walk with Him, but He won't force you to do anything. Amen? I've had people tell me, so, well, preacher, you know, if God don't really impress that on my heart, praise God, hey, you ought to read the book. Amen? You get down deep in this book, praise God, He'll impress you on your heart through the Word of God to do that that's right. Amen? Seek first the righteous God and the things that's right before Him. Because God, that's what righteousness is. That's its right in the eyes of God. Amen. The old fellow said it's never wrong to do right. It's time to do right now. Amen. It's not that hard if we just trust the Lord. So we see this. He said, wilt thou be made whole? So we said, we see man's responsibility. Amen. Come on now, stay with me just a minute and I'll hush. We'll go to house, okay? He said, we see man's responsibility. He said, wilt thou be made whole? And a man says, well, you know, I have no man. What a cop out. But that's what most of us do, right? When God says, boy, I'd like to go down there to the corner and I'd like you to talk to that gentleman down there, that young man down there. I wish you'd, you know, you see him getting out of the car down there. Won't you pull in there and talk to him a minute? Won't you just tell him that you love him, that God loves him? Lord can help him if you'll let him. Amen. Amen. But what we do is we say, well, you know, there's a fellow living beside him. He's a good Christian man. Pray, let him go talk to him, Lord. Amen. But it's our responsibility. He said, wilt thou? Amen. A personal responsibility. We all have a personal responsibility to work for the Lord, to minister for our Lord Jesus Christ, to those around us. We can't say, well, pack it off somebody else. Say, well, Lord, I have no man. I don't have nobody I can send to do that. I'd have to, you know, Lord, I'd have to go do that myself. Amen. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Praise God, as long as you're still able to breathe, as long as you're still able to get there. Amen. If you have to hobble out on the cane, praise God, that's all right. God will help you, praise God. He'll motivate you. He'll give you what's... Hey, you don't even have to plan on what you're going to say. All you got to do is love the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him to help you, praise God, when you get tired. And He'll minister to your heart so you can minister to others. So that you... Hey, you know how it goes full circle. So that then you can get the help that you need from the Lord. Amen? And what you do and how you do it, it brings glory to His name. And then that's what He does. Then He just pours out the blessings, praise God. He puts you up under that spout where the glory comes out. And He just begins to, well, hello. He just begins to pour it out on you. And you get so much, praise God, that you get the hallelujah, you can't help it. And you just go to giving it this. And you just go to praising the Lord. And just go to thanking Him for what He's done and what He's doing. I thank God for what He's doing right here. Amen. These little old young'uns get up here. Well, they're not young'uns now. They're about grown, but they're still our young'uns. They get up here and they do a little something for Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Boy, that blesses my heart. But let me tell you whose heart it blesses more than it does mine. It blesses His heart. Amen. You just keep it up, young'uns. God will bless you for it. Amen. Don't give up. Don't give in. Just stay true to the Word. Praise God. Just keep magnifying His name and God will keep a blessing. Amen. You can be a blessing to every one of us. Praise God. It gets on here sometimes. People get the dress right and say, well, I just want to praise the Lord. Thank Him for such and such and that. Amen. And boy, then somebody else gets touched over here and they say, well, glory to God. I thank Him for just such and such that He did for me. So, well, praise God. Hey, you can't get one up on me. Say, hey, glory to God. Let me tell you what Jesus done for me. Amen. Praise God. Because it's good. And that's where we come in. It's man's responsibility to magnify the Lord. Praise God, that's what He does. Amen. That's what we do. It's man by the pool. Got an opportunity to meet the great physician. He was the patient. Jesus was the physician. And He came with a prescription. Amen. He came, the physician came with a prescription. What does He tell him? Look at verse number 8. And Jesus saith unto him, rise. Amen. Rise up. Amen. And that's where he said, just be saved. Come to the place of salvation. Rise up in salvation, praise God. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's a personal thing. Amen. You would not believe how many people's told me, well, preacher, you know, my papa was a good godly man. He was a deacon over at such and such church. Amen. My mama loved the Lord. Amen. She used to pray and read her Bible every day. I see her. I saw her all the time praying and reading her Bible. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God for Papa. Thank God for Mama. But Mama, Papa can't save you. Amen. Jesus said we got to rise. I'm talking about that accountability, a man's accountability. We got to rise up and be saved. Amen. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. You, buddy. Man, a ruler of the Jews, you don't know. Amen. Praise God, you must be born again. So He said to rise in salvation. He said, take up, praise God. So rise is salvation. What does take mean? Take me, praise God, to a separation. Amen. He said, you got to get your stuff up, roll it up and move along. Amen. He said, you can't lie here by the pool, praise God. You ain't got no business being here. God Almighty's done blessed you. He's done helped you. He's done healed you, praise the Lord. So stand up, grab your stuff, and let's go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, everyone be shouting. Amen. Hey, listen, the gospel. If you don't have the go, then all you got's a spell. Amen. But the gospel, praise God, is to go, praise God, with that spell. Amen. Praising the Lord, giving God glory as you go. So the prescriptions to rise, salvation, to take up separation, and to walk. He said, take up thy bed and walk. Now, walk is your service. That's what we do for the Lord, praise God. He said, we're not just set on the stool to do nothing, just waiting on somebody else to do it for us. The Lord tells us this man by the pool, praise God. He said, hey, he come by personally to have a personal talk with him, to establish a personal relationship with this man by the pool. To give this man some guidance, some help, and some direction. Amen. That's all the Lord wants to do for us tonight. He wants to give us guidance and help and direction. Praise God. He said, just rise up and walk. He said, just become in the service of the Lord. Just do something for Jesus. I wonder what would happen, church. Listen, if every one of us would settle in our heart tonight and say, you know what, tomorrow morning, I'm going to pray that God tomorrow would use me to do something to bring glory to His name. Amen. To do something that would bring glory to His name. You know what happened? The Lord help you do that. You'd get excited about it. And next thing you know, we'd break out in revival. Amen. Come on. Amen. Everybody would get involved. Praise God. Everybody walking in the service of the Lord, just bragging on Him, lifting Him up. Just sharing your testimony. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see the physician. Amen. And his marvelous help. And then we see the power that he has to offer. The power. Amen. Look at verse number 9. We see the cure. He said, immediately. You know what immediately means? As Mark would say in the book of Mark, that's quick, fast, and in a hurry. Amen. Praise God. Hey, he didn't have to. He said, and immediately the man was made whole. So we see that immediately. Quick. The cure was immediate. You know, when you were lost without God, the cure for your lost state was immediate when you accepted Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen? See, these folks out here, we worry about, we fret over, praise God, it's going in the wrong direction, living in a bad lifestyle. Amen? Living in sin. Amen? Praise God. Something would change immediately if they got saved. Salvation would change that immediately. Amen. Praise God. God would move in her heart. That would be the cure for what ails them. Amen. It could cure them completely. Completely. So we see the whole, you say, well, how do you know that? Because the Bible said cure was immediate. And said and it was complete. The completeness is that he was made whole. Amen. That he was made whole. Praise God. He said, and immediately the man was made whole. In other words, God's not divided. God's not divided where He's going to leave you half saved and half lost. Amen? When God saved me, He began to move my heart. There's things I couldn't do no more. I didn't want to. My want-to's changed. Amen? If something as big as the Holy Ghost, God moves inside your heart, your want-to's don't change. Something's messed up. I'd find me an old-fashioned altar. I'd check up and say, Lord, hey, I need some guidance here. I want You to help me. I want to know, praise God. I want to know that I'm saved, that I'm born again, praise God. That my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I'm ready to go to heaven. Brother Jeff's talking about, praise God, my ticket's been bought, paid for. Praise the Lord, I'm ready to go. What about you? Amen. Praise God. Get load up for heaven. Amen. Who wants to go? Amen. Glory to God. You can raise your hand. I told you, I'm not getting a load up today. Amen. Like old J.R., not getting the load up today, praise God. We're going one day. Amen, praise God. But that completeness, he was made whole. God is not divided, praise God. He saves you from the guttermost to the uttermost. But we have to be, as that person, as that man by the pool, we have to be willing and able to be healed, to made whole. Amen. God, hey, God don't need us incomplete. God wants us completely saved, completely dedicated to the cause of Christ. Amen. We better get serious about this. I told you last Sunday, I believe it was, maybe last Wednesday night, in some of these countries around the world, Christians are being killed by the thousands. Literally killed. They're having their life taken by the thousands. Amen. Because they won't recant, they won't deny Christ. Wonder today, think about it. Could a circumstance get you to renounce Christ as your Savior? He said, no, preacher, I'm stronger than that. Yeah, Peter thought he was too. And before the cock crew twice, praise God, he had done denounced the Lord Jesus Christ, denied Him three times. Amen. We better be sure whose side we're on. Praise the Lord. We better know, praise God, that we know that one day we're going to heaven. We'll be with Jesus Christ forever. Praise God. That's completeness. Amen. So we see the cure is immediate. We see the completeness was whole. But then we see the confession, praise God. He took up his bed. Amen. Because that's what was commanded. Amen. The Lord said, hey, take up thy bed and walk. He took up his bed. Amen. He could have laid there and had a pity party. Well, you know what? I ain't able to do this. I've been here 38 years trying to get healed. And I ain't no better. Amen. A man by the pool. Jesus came by. He was that great physician. He had the cure. And he had the power, praise God, to make it happen. And he did. This fellow rose up immediately. Ain't it amazing that the Bible doesn't tell us in John, he doesn't tell us that the fellow had to go through weeks and weeks and months and years of rehabilitation. Amen? The man had been... he'd laid there for the infinite, with the infinite folks. He would lay there for 38 years. An infirmity, 38 years. Praise God, God healed him right now. Let me tell you, it don't matter how long your folks, it don't matter how long your kids, your grandkids, your family members, don't matter how long they've been lost, don't matter how long they've been running from the Lord. Praise God, He's able to heal them, cure them, make them better right now. Amen. We just got to keep praying. We can't give up. I told you about my cousin, praise God. I prayed for him 28 years. 28 years, praise God. He finally got gloriously born again. Amen. Praise God. He'd hauled a load of gravel for my daddy for Christmas. And so I went down there to, I believe it was on a Friday night, if I'm not mistaken. I went down there to pay him. He was putting brakes on a man's car. He had a shopper. He was putting brakes on a car. And I started just getting money and leaving. The Lord wouldn't let me. So I just hung out there until he got done. Didn't say a word. We sat probably for close to an hour and neither one of us spoke. I just stood there and waited. Amen. And praying for 28 years. So finally he came over. He had a fire built there and a potbelly stove. And I was standing around the stove. I'd opened it, stuck another stick of wood in there. I thought, well, if we'll stay a while, I might as well stay warm. Amen. Amen. He finally, after a while, Brother Bill, he got that car done. He come over. He said, I've been wondering about something. I said, that right? He said, yes, I've been wondering about something. I said, what you wondering about? He said, I've been wondering about some stuff in the Bible. Amen. Glory to God. We started from Genesis to Revelation. We went through it. I answered every question he had best of my ability with the Word of God. Amen. And 2 weeks, was it a week or 2 weeks, Teresa, from that day, he got saved. Went to church and gloriously, the next Sunday after that, he got gloriously born again. Saved by the marvelous grace of God. So we can't quit. Hey, it don't matter how long they've been laying by the pool. It don't matter how long they've been in their infirmity, praise God's still able to save. From the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen. Praise God. So he said, take up the bed. Make it up. Confession. He reached, got his bed, rolled it up, praise God, got up, and out through there he went. Amen. It won't always be easy. So then, the power of God touched you, but then you have the persecution that comes along. Sometimes persecution comes along. Hey, if Jesus was persecuted, you know good and well, we're going to be. We've been blessed. So we see in verses 16, 17, the persecution, the victim is Jesus. Hello? The victim of persecution was Jesus. Look at verse 16. He said, therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Amen. So we see the victim was the Lord Jesus Christ because he healed a man on the Sabbath day. Amen. So what was the violation? What was the cause, praise God, of the persecution? Amen. Doing a good deed. Doing good on the Lord on the Sabbath day. Amen. That was their accusation, praise God. That was the violation that he committed. Doing good on the Lord's day. What better day to do good than on the Lord's day? Amen. Praise God. Don't you know the people by the pool? Glory to God. But then we see the benediction. Vindiction of it, praise God, was God Almighty, praise God. It doesn't cease to work, even on the Sabbath. Amen? Praise the Lord. Because He had done these things on the Sabbath day. And Jesus answered in verse 17, My Father worketh hitherto. Now watch this. And I work. Amen? He said, hey, I'm just going to keep on doing what my Father's doing. Hey, ain't you glad God don't quit working on us on the Sabbath? Ain't you glad God don't quit working on us on Sundays? Amen? The Sabbath's made for the Jew. Praise God. We worship on Sunday, the first day of the week. We worship on the day that the Lord rose up, praise God, that His resurrection, newness of life. So we worship, not on the Sabbath, we worship on the Lord's day. Amen? Praise God. And we see that the Lord works, the Father works, and we work. Amen? Praise God. We just keep going and going and going, praise the Lord, because we can't go no more. Somebody asked me one time, I said, when are you going to quit preaching? I said, when I can't breathe no more. Amen? Ain't nowhere to quit. Ain't nowhere to get off this ride, praise God. We just keep going until we can't go no more. And then He plucks us out of here and takes us home to be with Him, praise God. And then we get over there and just get to rejoice and praise Him like we'd like to. Amen. Hey, listen, one of these days we'll get those glorified bodies like unto the Lord. Now, I've always imagined that, you know, Lord went out 33 and a half years old, and I'm thinking, glory to God. Can you imagine going back to 33 and a half? Amen, glory. I mean, that's when you're in your prime of life. When you grab a hold of something and growl and it moves. Now you grab a hold of something and growl and you just pop and crack and squeak a lot. Groan a whole lot. Amen? But one of these days, praise God, this man by the pool, praise God, he had somebody come by that day that made a difference in his life forever. And that man was Jesus Christ the Savior, the same man that come by my way, the man that come by your way. He come by with the prescription, come by with the power, praise God. He was persecuted. We might be persecuted, but we just got to stay the course. Keep the faith. Keep pressing on for the glory of God. We're closer to the finish line than we've ever been. Amen. I honestly believe we're living in the last days of the dispensation of grace. Amen. I believe we're seeing it. This thing's all gomming together, if you will. Amen. Getting ready for something big. Amen. Well, I know I'm looking. I've told him I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upward taker. Come take us out of here to be with the Lord. The Bible says, so shall we ever be with Him. Amen. That man by the pool, praise God, he never gave up hope. He still had hope. That man, that faith with the expectation. And he had no man, but praise God, didn't realize that the main man come by that day. The main man, the Lord Jesus Christ, come by and made a difference. Had the prescription, had the power, praise God, to make a difference in your life, my life, and in His life. Amen. And we can make a difference for His glory even today. Bless His name. Amen.